Episode 40, over 40 in Vancouver. Recorded live, as Dale says, to tape, but there is no tape, at Archive by Revolver. Hi, Dale.
Hello, Rowan.
Daylight savings time. Apparently daylight we have a topic.
It's this weekend. We should abolish it.
We should abolish time zones and daylight savings time.
Well, I don't know how we could get rid of time zones.
Sure.
I think
that way. One time zone, UTC. And, of course, you know that at... what is it? 8 hours UTC, I guess, roughly. So it's 9:15. So it's 9 plus 8. So it's 3 p.m. So this would be 3 p.m. UTC, and we know that 3 p.m. UTC is the morning in Vancouver, Canada. That one.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, like, come on!
I definitely
c'est quoi la difference? What is the difference?
Daylight savings time is definitely anachronism. That we just don't need anymore, and I'm not sure
time
that we really
too.
Needed it anyway. I think it's useful to have a relative reference to say when you talk about noon to know what noon, regardless of where you're at. So if I say noon in Vancouver, and I'm going to go out to eat lunch at noon. Somebody in
yeah, but if I say
Germany
8 p.m. UTC, you know that's noon in Vancouver. You know that's lunchtime
no,
in Vancouver.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
So what you're saying is we should preserve the relative.
Yeah.
Some sort of relative
we
perspective.
Should. The eliminating time zones, the most interesting that I might be willing to go for is to make all of North America one time zone. So
if you're going
to
do that, you might as well do the whole world.
Daylight savings time. Central stays the way they are, and I think the Eastern folks stay
and what
on
about
standard
the other
time.
Continents then?
Well, they have their offset. They do what they want. I mean, all of Europe's on one time zone right now. Although Europe's not,
sure.
I mean, wide enough that they can get away with that kind of thing.
They don't have exactly. They're east to west, which means time zones aren't an issue as much for them. We're north to south in North America. In which case, apparently, time zones are... Is that right? No, it's the other way around, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know.
We only have... Essentially, we have three time zones. I mean, when you get into the Maritime, you get into... At least Newfoundland got rid of their funny half-hour time zone.
No, they haven't.
They haven't? They're
no,
still half-hour.
So.
Oh, that's insane. Half-hour is insane.
Well...
So, if you were going to get rid of daylight...
Or if UTC is politically incorrect, we could just use...
If you're going to get rid of daylight savings time, would we stay on an hour ahead, or would we stay on standard time?
Standard time. Hold
that would move us an hour ahead. That's where the argument...
We have LED lights.
I love the light in the summer. Oh. And I hate... I'm not a morning person. I think... For me, I've seen it come
you're
down to
morning
and evening
person.
People.
Well, maybe if you get enough sleep. I'm not a morning person either, but I'm forced to sleep... Wake up early.
I don't mind it being dark in the morning. It lets me sleep easier.
All right. So you would say 12 months of the year, one North American time zone, daylight savings time, 12 months of the year.
I would play North American time zone. That's all the time zones I would change. But I would definitely eliminate daylight savings time. Just I will take the hit time even, although my preference would be we move an hour ahead and stay on what amounts to summertime. That particular orientation of the sun to the ebb and flow of the day works better for me.
Who was the victim of the British Empire invented savings time? Sanford Fleming? Canadian or British? I wonder what he would think.
Well, I mean, we're created for a very good reason, which was as we started to communicate with each other, we needed to have an understanding of what particular time meant in a particular place. So the train schedules... In particular.
Right, but if we just use Swatch beat time, you'd know that the train to Toronto arrives at one beat, and the train from Berlin to Zurich arrives at three beats.
Oh, right. Okay. No, I was.
But
I just did Swatch beat time. I remember reading about it.
Ridiculous system where they just devised this beats, which represented some arbitrary unit of time, and why, as far as I remember.
Well, I mean, time is an arbitrary division anyway. I think it was... We divided our day into 24 hours because of some holy number in the Babylonian Empire.
No, right, and our rotation around the sun and our rotation of the earth spinning.
None of those divide evenly. The thing, so they just kind of arbitrarily had to make a call. So they picked numbers that were of significance to the culture, which was like based on 12 for whatever reason.
So
then they started doing all of the divisions. So an arbitrary route to the Earth, like, for a day, it's like, we're just going to divide that by 24.
So
and then we're going to take that 24 and we're 60. And 60 is a good number. Let's divide it by 60 again.
I think it's, again, like most units of human measurement, most of them are organically derived. So from the harvest, tides, from the moon, they're not derived from some sort of scientific basis. Right, and same with the imperial system. It's practical. Like a foot is some people's feet size. You know,
it was the emperor's.
Yeah, and so Harley or whatever. And
well, yeah, you had to pick something. So
yeah, they picked an organically derived thing as opposed to scientifically derived thing. And so the same thing with it's organically derived from human. You
the
know, human sensible ecosystem
of a month versus the measurement of a year is really interesting. I found I looked into it last year because I was doing a radio piece on it, and it's kind of crazy because
I don't know this distinction, this difference.
Months don't divide evenly into a year. Obviously, like the rotation of the moon is the rotation of the moon, and the rotation of the Earth is the rotation of the Earth, and they don't see each other. So. A true lunar calendar, there's like, I think the Muslim calendar is the only true lunar calendar.
Left use.
We all do this funny kind of hip-hop thing with the days to make it all nicely cram one rotation of the Earth around the sun. And even then, it's not quite right, so we have to add leap days, right? Or leap years with just to kind of make things tally up every now and then.
Right.
And we add one every fourth year that we knew we had another day every 400th year. That was the difference between the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar.
367.
No. It's just like instead of every 4 years, there's a division where it's like it's what would be a sequence. You add another day. So in the course of four years, there's 2 years with a day in it.
Wow.
Just so that things don't get too out of sync, because...
Can you send me the link to your co-op radio show about this?
Sure.
That'd be great. Dale, this is a really good topic for you. I've done little talking. Or did you buy cake? okay, well, our three listeners, Erickson in Toronto, Joseph Planta in Vancouver, and Anthony Hughes in the U.S., what do you think? Should we reform the time system, time zones, et cetera, et cetera? I still think we should just burn it all down and make something like the SWAT. It's universal throughout the world. When we go to Mars and the moon and wherever else human beings settle, it'd be irrelevant, these time zones.
Well, now you're just looking for trouble, Roland.
No, I'm not. We could talk about Moonbase Alpha next show. How about that? Man, one of my favorite shows. Not as good as Star Trek or The Star Lost. We should do that, like Star Lost versus Star Trek 1999.
I'm up for it, you know, because blowing the moon out of orbit and traveling at warp speed to a different planet every, that works.
That's really scientifically valid, let me tell you. All right, signing off from Archive by Revolver.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland, the man with the loud voice. Ciao, choose.
Bye-bye.